Here's a thought about contact prints. And in particular, I was remembering an experience I had visiting the Art Institute of Chicago many, many years ago. And I saw on display there a matted and framed 35 millimeter contact print. Little tiny thing, 1 inch by 1.5 inches. And it was in a 16 by 20 mat board and frame. And I'd never seen anything like that. It never occurred to me to make a contact print of a 35 millimeter negative. But it was beautiful. It was a spectacular image. I now have long forgotten who the photographer was. But I remember being mesmerized by it for two reasons. One, because it was just a beautiful photograph. But also because I became conscious of my reaction to this little tiny print. You absolutely have to get close. You can't see a 35 millimeter contact print from normal print viewing distances of 4 to 6 to 8 feet or whatever. You have to get close. And I got as close as I could possibly get and still focus my then youthful eyeballs. So I was what we sometimes joke as nose print distance away, very close to be able to see it. And it was a really interesting experience because the proximity to the print made its surroundings so much bigger. So the texture of the mat board, the texture of the gelatin silver paper that it was printed on, everything was essentially magnified because I had to get so close to this print. And as a result of that, it was very, very sensual. Way more sensual than looking at all the other prints that I viewed that day at the Art Institute of Chicago from normal viewing distances, most of which were probably 8x10s or 11x14s because that was the common enlargement size back then. But viewing those prints from a distance of, you know, 4, 5, 6 feet, whatever it was, made the image itself about the same angle of view as when I got up very, very close to the 35 millimeter contact print. But of course, the distance made all the textures of the mat board and the paper and all of that disappear. It was now too far away for me to discern the texture of the mat board. That proximity was somehow just magical. And it was one of the first experiences I had that really had me thinking about print size as a physical relationship rather than as just, you know, can we see it from a farther distance away? It was the physicality of getting close to the print that was so magic. And hence, I think, ultimately, that led to my interest in things like folios and handmade chapbooks and handmade artist books and all those kinds of delivery vehicles for photographs that bring in the sensual aspects of paper and materials and etc. And for some reason, I was thinking about this just the other day, and it made me wonder about making 35 millimeter sized plus or minus sized prints with my digital inkjet printer. Why not? I used to make 2.25, 3.25 contact prints for my archive files, and I always found them sort of fascinating. And for a while, I produced 3.25 by 4.25 Polaroid prints. The small print, the very small print, has that sensuality and texture that other prints just don't have.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.